mentioned in the last shiur that the chayil and hava, the nitzis the gechaim, is going to be bedafka after tchias hameisim. Right, that it's going to be bedafka the guf. We mentioned last shiur that the Rambam was very troubled by this. That why is this necessary, right? If Hashem wants to give us all schar, well, the schar, why can't it just be the neshama? Why is it necessary for the schar and chay nitzis to be beguf? So I'd like to just discuss some gemaras in the beginning of Chelek that address this question. The final gemara says, this is in on Tzadi Aleph, on Aleph at the very bottom of the Amud. We'll just say outside, most people don't have gemaras, so. It says that Antoninus asks Rebbe, he says to Rebbe, it says the when everyone who does an Aveira, so it says the guf and the neshama, they could both be passed from the din. So that how could Hashem ever punish anyone? Because it says Hashem comes to punish the guf, and the guf says, you can't punish me. I'm not the one who did the chet. The neshama did the chet. But the neshama, the guf doesn't do anything. And it says Hashem comes to the neshama, so we think, okay, the neshama you could punish. So the Gemara says, no, the neshama also you can't punish, because the neshama says, look, since I left the guf, I haven't done any chetam. So Rebbe answers Antoninus, so that's exactly what Hashem does, Asid Lavo. It says Hashem is the answer is going to tell you Aleph on the base, about nine lines down. It says Afgal Shbaruch Hu, maybe the Shama Vizarka B'guf V'dano Sam Ke'echad. What Hashem does is he puts the guf and the Shama together, and then he judges a person with the guf and the Shama together. Now, Rebbeinu B'chaya points out in Parashas Nitzavim, he says, just like here it's being presented for the owners that a person gets, and it has to be the body and the shama together, so too the schar, lasid lavo, neither part could get the schar. The schar has to be given to the guf with the neshama together. So the idea seems to be that for some reason in Adam, where a person is, it's not just the neshama, it's not just the guf. The neshama alone could say, is ke'ilu not the material and the guf isn't. It's a person's bedafka and the neshama and the guf together. It's a very strange thing. I find this an interesting thing. If you look at Bechlal, the name of Adam, right? The Torah says Adam's called Adam, right? Because he's taken from that Dhamma. It's a very strange thing, right? A person is a neshama that was blown into him, and it was blown into that Dhamma. It was blown into Aphram and Adama. It's very strange. The Torah calls Adam. We think Adam, right, his godless is that he has a neshama. Right? His godless isn't that he's made out of dirt. Yet the name Adam is gufal shem that he's made from the Adama. So also the Gemara we quoted in Yevamos Samach Gimel, the Gemara says that kol mi she'ein lo karka eino Adam. Shenemar va'aris nasan levnei Adam. That the aris is given to Adam, and therefore if a person doesn't have karka, he's not an Adam. A very strange thing, right? We also coming out of the same idea that somehow having a shaykhus to the Aretz, that's what Dafko makes a person an Adam. Right? What an Adam is that he has a shaykhus to the karka. At the whole name of Olam Haba, we're saying Chayim Netzach is all the idea that we've mentioned is that you're Yorish the Aretz, you have a kinyan on the Aretz. Right? It says on Tzadiyam and Beis, we learn that Olam Haba from the fact that it says, L'man Yirbi Yimech V'Yimei V'Neichem, Al Hadama Hashem Nishba Hashem L'Seis Lachem. So it says that Lachem Lo Namer Lachem Mikamos Chis Meisim Natsayer. As Chis Meisim's goof from the rumors that they're going to get that Dhamma. It's the Sheikh's Hadama for some reason. That's mamash a chelik of what a person is. So the basic hesver is that when an Adam is, we have to know what an Adam is. An Adam, it's the Torah says, Hashem says, "Yipach va'apav nishmas chayim." There wasn't a neshama; it was blown in from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is quoted from the Sefer Akana that the yipach va'apav, it has a lashon there: "Matin nafach mitocho nafach." If someone blows something, he's blowing from inside of him. So the neshama that Hashem gives to a person, that's a chelik of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? It's on some level, it's a chelik of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ramchal explains that what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants in creating an Adam, what Hashem wants in creating the whole world, he wants to be mated, right? And what does Hashem want to be mated to? He wants to be mated to something. He doesn't want to be mated to himself. He wants the ki'ilu be made to something that's kaviyachol chutz from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ramachal explains that what gashmis is, what it means that a person to be an Adam is the daska to have a richut from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The daska al yidei that a person is the highest thing, right? He's the neshama, the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yet it's put in that dhamma, the lowest madrega. He's megalim, he's talking that madrega, and that's the daska what an Adam is. The shleimus of an Adam is that he should be something ki'ilu that's separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on some level. Right? And that's the daska of the guf. When the neshama leaves the guf, I mean, even the neshama isn't mamash achelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The neshama is separate by the neshama also, but the ego, it becomes like the madrega of a malach. But the madrega of an Adam is, what Ramachal explains, is that the neshama is malovash in a guf. What that means is that the guf, it's not just that it's a separate thing, that a person's a neshama, and he happens to walk around in this guf. Shad is that the guf is, if the guf was mutukin, it would be it's mamash alavush for the neshama. And that, the Ramachal explains that the real time that will be evidence is going to be the dafka and tchis hamesim. Right? In our guf now, right, to some extent we don't see that. Right? That Adam Rishon before the chet, right, so he was, we've mentioned his guf was something unbelievable. It was mayor from one end of the world to the other end of the world. But after the chet, right, so then the guf was lowered in a way, right? It became, right, he had to put clothes on his guf, right? It used to be he didn't have to wear clothes because his guf was something embarrassing of that. His guf was a chelik of what he was. It was a kilu of him. But after the chet, guf of the guf becomes not a proper levush of the neshama, the guf becomes something with ne'atzmo, and taki he's embarrassed about it, right? It becomes behemoth. It's not just a gilu of the neshama. Now, it's explained that even before Olam Haba, there's some sheikhas, right? We mentioned there's some sheikhas, even in Olam Haba, to this madrig, that the guf still is a levush. Finally, the morale and others explain that's the inyan of bris milah, right? The bris milah we were discussing is what gives a person a shaykhus to Olam Haba, tchis hameisim, that a tinuk only gets tchis hameisim when he has a bris. And the hesed they give is that a bris milah is that's the beginning of the tikkun, that the neshama should be a levush for the guf. Meaning that there's a kilkul in the guf, that an Olam Haba, the guf doesn't go out to the neshama, right? Someone who does think that the guf enjoys, guf weakens his neshama. The tikkun, the beginning of the tikkun is bris milah. Right? The bris milah, the morale point that it says, and when Hashem introduces the mitzvah of bris milah, he says, "Es halach lefana v'heyi tamim." That's what Hashem says to Avraham Avinu. So the matter says, be tamim, that by the bris you'll become a tamim because you're going to remove the mum shabaguf. So the morale explains what that means is that there was a mum in the guf, is that the guf is not a levush for the neshama, and Klal Yisrael has a bris, they have some beginning of a tikkun that they could get Olam Haba. And that's when you mentioned that Adam HaRishon, by the chet, Avinu from the Eitz Hadas, Chazal HaMarame, is that that's called that he was Moshe Bar Alasa. That Adam HaRishon was created in Mahol, that his body was a perfect guf, and then after the eating of the Eitz HaDas, it's ki'ilu he got back the arla. That the arla is that it doesn't allow the neshama to megala and the guf. It's a very interesting medrash. It points out medrash in the beginning of Parashat Vayera, the first medrash there. Medrash Rabba says that right after bris milah, on the end of lech lecha, so is Vayera Eil of Hashem. Hashem appears to him. This is why is that? It says because the pasuk says in Eiv b'bsari echza loka. I'll see Hashem from my own basar, from myself. So it says here that how is Hashem able to reveal himself to Avram? It was only through the fact that he got a bris milah. And then through his guf, Hashem was able to reveal himself. And that the kedusha of the guf, that it's a levush for ruchnius, comes through the bris. And then we know Adam HaRishon, also the Midrash tells us, was Noah of Mahal. When he was born, his guf had this tikkun in it. And Chazal said that when he was born, the whole house was filled up with light. That the guf of Moshe Rabbeinu gave out light. Right? Like later on, it gives out light. Karnar panav. But it's interesting, I'll just mention one more thing, that the Bereishis Rabba says, the very last Bereishis Rabba in the Torah, on the Misa of Moshe, says something that really brings out this inyan. It says that Hashem said to the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, neshama, come back to me. Wanted to Moshe Rabbeinu was dying, he said, neshama, come back to me. And Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama, he says, and if you come back to me, I'll put you under the Kisiyat Kavod. It'll be great for you. So it says that the neshama answered, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, I'd rather be in the guf of Moshe than being under the Kisiyat Kavod, because the guf of Moshe is more tar than Tach Kisiyat Kavod. Some Adrege, it's the very last Midrash Rabbah. The Darga of Kedusha of the guf of Moshe, that was Mamash Levush for Adam Arishon, for Moshe Rabbeinu. You see, I just want to explain this first. There's a Peldic Gemara right here in Tadi Aleph Amud Beis that's very hard to understand. I'll be shocked, but I'll be this, we should be able to understand it. This is on Tadi Aleph Amud Beis, it's the first wide line, the end of the first wide line. The Gemara says like this. Amr lehahu mina l'gviya ben psisa. It is this min and apikairis who came and said to gviya ben psisa. Gviya ben psisa, Rashi tells you, was this hunchback who was, a bunch of stories here that he was arguing for Chazal against the apikarsim. So the apikairis says to him, vay lechon chavaya. Rashi says that means, woe to you, Rishon. The min saying to gviya ben psisa. You, Klal Yisrael, you're a Shayim. What is going to be to your Shayim? Dam Rison Mesi Chayim. That you say that the Mesim will have a Tchiyah. He says, the Chayim Mesim. You see that the Chayim die. The Mesi Chayim. You think the dead are going to come back to life? Those who are living or die. So Koshkin, the dead won't come back to life. You have to say, first of all, what's his attack? Right? Why is this an attack? I mean, why is he, since alive, dies? So therefore, culture can they can't come back to life. What's his point? Meaning, Avad is going to be a nace. Heaven doesn't happen. What's his point? Also, very strange. He quotes Gvi Ben Sisi. He says, "Woe to you, Rishon, that you believe in Tchiyas HaMesim." Right? Why is that making them Rishon? Maybe you have a taina, but why are they Rishon? Because they believe in Tchiyas HaMesim. The Hezer seems to be that there's a philosophical argument going on here. That he's saying that you're a Sham. Why? Because the Guf, and the Shlub points this out, this is in the section of the Shlub called Beis David, points out that Gersha philosophers, there's an idea that the Guf is something that is something very lowly. He says to them, look, the Guf is something totally lowly. It's something, it doesn't even keep itself going. It's a goof. You see how lowly it is? It's because it dies. It falls apart. And you say that Tchiyas HaMesim is going to be the goof? So that makes you're a sham. Why? Because you're saying that the min is saying, that he's saying, he's being the Ruchni one, right? He's saying, what's a person? And he had this in Greek philosophers also had this idea, some of them, that the neshama is what a person is. The neshama is something that's tahar and could be a nifchi dikka, pure form. The guf, gashmis, is something lowly, right? It blinds a person to his seichel. Right? And it's gufa, that's why it dies, because it's something that doesn't have any kayach of kiyam to it. It's essence, something lowly and not connected to the neshama. So it says, you're a sham, thinking the schar is going to be the guf. It says that, Gvir ben Sisa answers him back, he says, vay lechon chavayu damrisun, and woe to you that you say people just die and don't come back. That which didn't exist, chayu could exist. I mean, people before they lived didn't exist at all, and then Hashem makes them live. The havu chayu lo kol shekein. People once they do exist, lo kol shekein they'll come back. So what's he saying? He's not totally answering the question, but he's saying, starting off by saying that. It's not true. You're looking at the gashmis as being just something, it's totally a nifsadikah force, something that just, it dies and rots and isn't part of nifsadikah. says Lahafa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. Hashem gave it Kiyum. It doesn't Be'etim exist on its own. It exists only because the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the Kiyum. So Lahafa, it's Kolshkin that it does have a Kiyum. The Gashmis is something that really does have a Kiyum. Yeah, but he hasn't. That's what he says. But he hasn't answered the question. The question is that look at the Gashmis. Right? And you look in this way, you look at Gashmis, what do you see? You see, Lahafa, there's nothing Ruchnis about it. It's goof for something very lowly, right? People go after the guf. The more a person goes after the guf, the weaker his neshama becomes. So you find that this answer is really addressed in the Gemara. But the Gemara answers with what it seems to be a joke, right? Either Gemara seems Stam telling us a joke here. It's Amr Leh, the Min responds, Chavayu Karisali, you're calling me a Rasha. Ike'imna, if I get up, the Ifna b'chai, kick you, Upashitna lak musach minech. I kick you and I straighten out your hump. And I crack your back and straighten you out. So Gvirim Sis answers him, Amrle, Imata Osakin, if you really straighten out my back, Rofa Umin Tikra, you're an expert Roisa Viska Harvatito, and I'll pay you. That's his answer. Right, so Gemara's, don't stam. This isn't such a great joke. And Gemara's stam don't tell jokes. So what's the Gemara, what's it after? Why is this part of their argument? The answer is, this is exactly the answer to the fight between the Min and Gvir Ben Sisa. Because the Min was saying, look, things die. Why is it that the Gashmius dies and falls apart? It's not that it's packed or something that doesn't have Kiyum. The Teretz is, we find this in the Ramchal, this is in Derech Hashem, in Chelek Aleph Perek Gimel. He says that Guf of the Tikkun to the Chet of Adam Rish, right? Adam Rish did a Chet, and Taka made that the Guf is something that's Nifsad. It is something that dies and is mavta, weakens the Neshama. So what's the Tikkun? So it says in the Klala of Adam Rish, it's very interesting. Look, at the very end, when the Klala is given to Adam, it says, V'zeisa pecha tochal lechem. And it says, when is this Klala going to be? Until? So it says, Ad shuvcha el adama, that the tikkun to this pagam in the guf, it says, until you return to the ground, because you're upper and until you return to the ground. So the Ramchal explains that this is very literal, saying that this pagam of Adam and Rishon, the tikkun, gufa is misa. It's gufa that he's returned to the upper. And as we find the Gemara in Shabbos Kufnun Dalet, that everyone to get Chis HaMesim, first they have to die. The Gemara says that even though Tzadikim, Tzadikim, especially Tzadikim who don't do Chatam, so their bodies don't rot in the Kevah, they stay Shalom. The Gemara says, however, Asha Achas, before Chis HaMesim, all the Tzadikim, no matter how big they are, they're all going to return to their offer, because the Pasuk says, Ki Afer Atav El Afer Tashav. Right, so why is this right before Chis HaMesim? Because Gufa, the morale explains, is that the Tchias HaMesim is going to be a tikkun to get back to Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet. And that Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet, how is he made? He was made from Afer. So the Gemara says, a bunch of Gemara says, say that what Hashem's going to do is going to take the Afer of a person after he died, and Gufa, he's going to recreate the person. And that's going to create the person in the proper way, that it's going to go back the guf to be something that has a kiyum, that it's not going to be just something lowly the way the Min saw it, but it's guf going to be the tikkun of the guf. So that's what Gvir Ben Sisa is saying. What are you going to do? He says he's going to break my back, break my guf. He says, no, lehefech, by breaking it down, that allows the refuah. And he says, lehefech, what Misa is, you're seeing Misa as just something negative and destructive. No. Goof for the Misa is the refuah. By breaking it down, that allows it to have a Bria Chadasha. And that's what we find this Mamash, of course, he says you'll be a Rofe Uman. So we find Mamash that Lashon is used for Gabbat Chiyas HaMesim. It says in Breish Shrapa, Parashah Chaf, where the Medrash is discussing the Klalos given to Adam and Chava and the Aretz and the Nachash. So the Gemara says, the Medrash says, Ba'asid lavo hakom v'srapim chutz mi'anachash. It uses the dafka this lashon. It says that everything is going to have a refuah. All these klos and pagamim, la'asid lavo is going to be refuah to that chet. So that's the inyan that it's going to be a rofei omen. That gufa, that's what misa is. It's a part of the refuah for the chet of Adam HaRishon. Okay. Now, I'd like to discuss one more aspect of this. This Indian, that Badafka, that's very Nogeya Purim. It has to do with Purim and Parshas Zachar. This one is very interesting Gemara about Chiyuv HaMeisim. We've already mentioned it to some extent. The Gemara says Rosh Hashanah Yudzayin. We mentioned there's a Gemara that's a little bit parallel to the Gemara in the beginning of Chelek. The Gemara goes and lists all the people who don't get Olam Haba, and it says you all go to Gehenna, Lo Olam Vad. And then the Gemara asks, Kol Kach Lama? Same Gemara, same Kash as our Gemara has, says Kol Kach Lama, why is the punishment so great? Because it's different territory than our Gemara gives. The Gemara answers, Hipnesha Pashtu Yedeim Bizvol. All of these people don't have Olam Haba, they will poshate their hands in the Zvol. Now what does that mean? But Pashtu means, the word Zvol means the habitation. It says that they put up their hand at Hashem's habitation. Rashi explains here, he says, the Pashtu Shari says, Shechribu Beit HaMikdash Ba'avonam. They destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. That's why these people don't get Olam Haba. So what's the pshat? Why is that? I mean, that's the biggest chat. They were pushing Yad Bizvol. So the basic hesber is that what's saying that they destroyed the Beit HaMikdash? So what the Beit HaMikdash is the whole tackles of the world is to come to Brias to have a Beit HaMikdash. But the Beit HaMikdash is what Hashem wants, is explained to Ramchal and others, that what Hashem wants in this world is to have a Dira B'tachton. That Hashem wants to have this world that ki'ilu chutz, somewhere chutz from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki'ilu works on its own with Bechira, and to be given in that world to have a zvul, to have a dira b'tocha art. That's a tachlis b'chlal. We'll see all the meisim tzaddikim, the tachlis is to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a dira in this world. But the Gemara says in Ksuvos that, hey, the Gemara says, "Gedolim, Maisei Tzadikim, Yosem Maisei Shemayim Va'aretz." Tzadikim accomplishes more than what Hashem accomplished by creating Shemayim Va'aretz. He says, "Why?" He says, "Because Shemayim and Aretz are each only created with one hand." Because the pasuk says, "Af Yadi Yasta Aretz." Hashem says, "My hand was Miyasei the Aretz." And Tosus in Ksuvos explains that Yad, equals to Menach, the Yad Stam means his left hand. V'yimini tafcha shemayim, and my right hand made the shemayim. So the left makes the aretz, the right makes the shemayim. But each one is made just with one hand. It says, but the maisei tzadikim are two hands. Why? Gemara the pasuk says, machal neshivtucha pa'alta Hashem. You made a place for your resting. Mikdash Hashem kanani yodecha. So it says, yodecha is with the yud, it's lashon rabim. Your hands have established the mikdash. He says, that's what's accomplished by the tzaddikim, that they make Hashem Yudayim make the mikdash. As you see something interesting here. Like, what is it? Is that it's two hands. What's the gaz? It's two hands. What's better, two hands than one hand? Shad is that it's both aspects. It's not just the shemayim is the bechina of the right hand. The aretz is the bechina of the left hand. What's the mikdash? What do we accomplish by maisei tzaddikim? Is that the two hands work together, right? How? They make a mikdash. Mikdash Hashem kononi yudecha. You make the mikdash. What does that do? What that does is to allow the Shemayim to be Meskala Mitoich the Aretz, to give a Dira B'tachtainim. That's the very next pasuk. This is the pasuk from Az Yashar, right? The very end of Az Yashar, it says, Machal Shivtcha Pahal Hashem Mitzchem Kron Yidecha, Hashem Yimloich Loilam Vaz. So what's the point? Hashem Yimloch? That's the end of the Shira. Hashem Yimloich Loilam Vaz. So it says, the Mishnah says, the very end of Avos, it says, Kol Mashabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Lo Bar El L'Chvaydai. Everything Hashem did was to be megal his covet, right? The purpose of everything is that Hashem should have a giwa of his covet. So, quote two pasukim, quote first the pasuk called Nikra B'Shmuel Kvodi B'Rasif, and then it says, "Va'aymer." The second pasuk of quote is Hashem Yimloch Loilam Vad. Now, what's Hashem Yimloch Loilam Vad? The tachlis is Hashem Yimloch is that Hashem should be megale his mouth. That mitzvah Hashem Kuno Yudecha. The tachlis of the mitzvah is to be megale his malchus in this world. That's what you find in Sanhedrin Da'afchah, that there's three mitzvot that are connected with Binyan Beit HaMikdash. It says when Klai Yisrael come to Eretz Yisrael, there are three mitzvot, and they're all a part of coming to the fulfillment of this tachlis of Klai Yisrael, to be Megala Hashem B'tachton. The first mitzvah, it says there, is appointing a melech. The second one's Amalek. And the third one's building a Beit HaMikdash. And it's bedaka that order. Why? We see these are all in Yanim that they're establishing Hashem's kisei in this world. Right? The Gemara says that why is Amalek first? It comes before Amalek because Amalek is Kiyad al Teska. What does Amalek do? They try to keep Hashem, their hands on Hashem's kisei. It's called Ka because Hashem's name isn't Shalem. And the Melech comes first because the Melech is a kisei in this world. Kisei means a throne. At first you have the throne of the Malchus, which is supposed to bring out the Malchus Shemayim. Then you have the strong Amalek, who are the opponents to the Malchus. And then you have making the Mikdash, which is this in and of a Chom Shiftacha, right? The place where he's sitting. And that was what Az Yashar did. The whole, what does it say? It says in Tehillim, it says, Nachon Kisacha Ma'oz. Your throne has been established me Oz. So the Medrash says in Shmos Rabba on Az Yashar, it says, what's Nachon Kisacha Ma'oz? What does it mean your Kisa was established me Oz? It says, me Az Yashar. That Az Yashar, which Ant Hashem Yimlech Lom Vaid, that was the beginning of Hashem's throne. That what's the throne? The throne is that Hashem's a Melech, which means that Ein Melech Lo Am. That the mouth of Hashem is that he's recognized in this world, that in Tachtonim, Klal Yisrael are able to say Hashem Yimlech Lo Amvad. So what happens in B'Shalach? After the Kisei has Enochem Kisei Chama'os, Hashem has begun to prepare the Gil Hashem's Malchus, so Amalek comes in Parashat B'Shalach. Amalek comes to attack after Kriyas Yamsuf. They see Hashem's Malchus is being established, and they're going against that Malchus. Right? Ki Yad Al Keis Ka. Right? Amalek is a hand on Hashem's Kisei. That's not Shalem. It's called Keis Ka. That where they do. So Chazal say that it's called Ka because they don't allow the Vavke to be there. Hashem's name is Yud Kei Vavke. Amalek takes out the Vavke. Right? So explain what's the Inyan. Right? So that re-explains that the Yud Kei Vavke is brought out in the Pasuk that says Yismuchu Hashemayim is Yud Kei. Yismuchu Yud Hashemayim. V'sagel ha'aret, vavke. The Yisbuch HaShemayim, Taka Amalek doesn't touch, right? That's Hashem's HaShemayim. V'sagel ha'aret, the vavke, that is in scale in this world, that's what Amalek tries to hide. Right? La'asad lavo, it tells you, the Pasuk saying, la'asad lavo, Yisbuch HaShemayim, v'sagel ha'aret, Taka's going to be clear in this world, the full Shem Hashem, and in other words, it says, Ayom Rabbi Goyim, Hashem Malach. Right? It's going to be recognized, the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be recognized. It's good for that Indian when the Shem Shalom and Amalek is destroyed. And that's why these three mitzvahs always go together. They're all part of this Indian. Right? This Indian, right? That we have a Muhammad against Amalek, it's attacking all of Malchus Shakai. This Indian, these three mitzvahs, the Indian that we're trying to make the world a place that could be Megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we find in Tehillim, this is in Kapitel Kuf Lamed Beis. So the Kapitel there, Mamash, connects these three in Yanim, right? It says there, the Kapitel says first that Hashem, that David makes a neder to Hashem, says, Nishba la'Hashem, neder, David swears to Hashem, in Ethem Shena la'Enai, I will not give sleep to my eyes, ad emsa makam la'Hashem. It says that David says, he swears that he's going to find a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And then Hashem responds, it says, Nishba Hashem l'David, v'pri bitnecha asheis l'kisei lach. Hashem responds to David, I'm going to give you the Malchus, right? Because you're worried about being Megala my Malchus, I'm going to give you the Malchus. And then we find also in the room is there the Indian of destroying Amalek. Because we find the very next passage says, Ki bachar Hashem b'tzion, Eva l'moshevla. And Hashem chose Tzion, Eva, he desires Moshevah. He desires a resting place, a dwelling place in Tzion. This is pointed out by Rav Baruch Kosover, one of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem, points out that the word used here, that Hashem desires Moshevah in this world, is Eva. It's evil Moshevah, right? Eva is the verb form of Taiva. It's evil Moshevah. So Rav Baruch Kosover points out that Eva is Gufa. That Indian that Amalek was trying to hide. Because right, what is Amalek hide? It's Kiyad al Keis Ka. Right, so Keis Ka, what's missing? Keis should be Kisei, Aleph. Ka should be Vav Ke. Right? So it's the Indian Aleph, Vav, He. But that's Eva. That Eva is it. He's Eva Lemoshevlo, that Hashem desires a Dira B'tachtonim. It's Gufa, that Indian of Eva. And that's Gufa, what Amalek tries to hide. That's the pshat we find getting into the Purim that Rabbeinu B'chaya points out in B'shalach, that we find that Shaul HaMelech, who was the first king, so how did he lose his malchus? Right, because he didn't kill El Amalek. He didn't destroy Amalek, he loses his malchus. He says, Gufa, that's why Mordechai is the one who gets malchus. How? Because by destroying Amalek, Gufa destroying Amalek, he gets this malchus, this inin of being able to be Megal the Malchus Hashem Ba'ark. And Gufa Esther also, who was part of destroying Amalek, out of her comes to Yavish, who's Gufa, the one who builds the Beis HaMikdash, who commands the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Chalad of Inyan, we won't get into it, we mentioned before, it's in we find in Purim, right? Right? Why does Haman choose Adar to attack Chalad? So he says, because Moshe Rabbeinu died then. Right? Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is Gufa, the one, we mentioned this before, is Gufa the one who brings out most this Inyan of being the Gala Hashem Mitoch Lagashmi. So, right, he was Karn Arpana. Remember, mentioned that Moshe Rabbeinu Gufa brings out this Inyan, the greatest level of Tikkun to Gashmi. So, Gufa says, that's the month I want to Chav Klal Yisrael. That's where Amalek, he wants to Chav Klal Yisrael. And Gufa was wrong, right? Right? Gufa, that Adar is the Gila of Moshe Rabbeinu. Gufa, right, the person Yartan and the Gufa, and Moshe, the day he was born, is Gufa. I mentioned this in last year. Adar is Gufa, the month of Naphtali is Gufa, the month that the biggest in of having that Giloy of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Tocha Gashmus. So that's getting back to in young, then we started with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says that why these people so terribly they lose their own Haba, Pashtu Yidei Bizvol. Because these are all people who are pushed, the enemies of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? That what are they doing? They want to be mamat a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. That's called Pashat Yad Bizvol. It's the exact same lashon by Amalek. He Yad al Kiseka. There's a Yad on Hashem's Kiseh. That's what Amalek does. They want to hide a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what they did. They had the Pashat Yad Bizvol. As the Gemara Gufa mentions there, well, first of all, say it's very interesting. These three mitzvos. That's what these three mitzvos says are b'knisasam la'aret. At the Dafka in Eretz Yisrael, you have this inin of being Megala Hashem, betoch the Gashmis the world. That's it. But that's because some la'aris they got these three mitzvahs. Because that's good for the inin, right? We were saying all along that the inin of Olam Haba, Tchis HaMesim, is Bedafka in Eretz Yisrael, right? We've always pointed out that the inin of Yerusha Sa'aretz is inin of Tchis HaMesim. But Dafka in Eretz Yisrael, you can have this inin of a Gila of Kadosh Baruch Hu betoch Gashmis. That's good for the pasuk, the Mishnah quotes, right? The Mishnah quotes that everyone has own havoc because it's the Amcha Kulam Tzadikim La'olam Yirshu Aretz. Says Neitzur Matay Ma'ase Yadai Lehispar. Right, Lehispar. That Hakadosh Baruch says that they're going to get Eretz Yisrael forever. Why? Because Bir my Am Lehispar to glorify me. That good for Klal Yisrael the Am Hashem Behem Espar Hashem Bachar Espar. But says Gufa, they're going to get Eretz Yisrael because they're Ma'aseh Yadai L'Espar. Gufa, that's going to be that he created everything to be Megal his Kavod. Gufa, that is through Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Right, so that could explain another Indian. Another very interesting Indian we find is that we find in the Mishnah something very strange. It's a little bit Shalok Kesedah, we'll just mention it here. The end of the Mishnah says, "Shloshim alachem v'arbe hediotos ein lehem chelak olam haba." Three kings and four hediotim, meaning non-kings, don't have a chelak olam haba. So the three malachim are Yeravim, Achav, and Manasseh. This is very troubling, right? Reading the Mishnah is very troubling. Like what? And they're kings, but they're Rusham, right? Why do we have to split them like that? There's three kings and four non-kings. Sounds there's seven people. What do you need the kings? But the Nakuda is that Gufa, the Inyan of losing Olam Haba, is Bedafka, the Inyan of the misuse of Malchus. Like Gufa Yerava says in Rosh Hashanah, one of the people listed there, don't get a chelak Olam Haba, is it says, V'achote Omachte Yisaravim, Yeravim Ben Avat. Yeravim Ben Avat, the first king here, his ches was that he was Chote Omachte Yisaravim. And that's also by Achav and Manasseh, also that's what they did, right? Manasseh says, Mamash, it says the favorite, he was Machti Klal Yisrael. He put up a Avodah Zarah, he destroyed the Talmid HaChacham, it was Mamash Machti Klal Yisrael. Aguva says in End of Malachim in Perkaf Alf in Malachim Beis, it says that because of Nashat Chatzam, Hashem was geyser to destroy the Beit HaMikdash. So why is this? Is because they're the misuse of Malchus. That what they're doing, the Tachlis is for Hashem to be Megala his Malchus, and they're being Machti the Rabbin. Right, so what's the tikkun to this? The tikkun in the Avodah, one of the Avodah to get Olam Haba, to get the best Olam Haba, maybe. So we find it's good for the Indian of bringing Hashem's Malchus into this world. Being the Zakah, the Rabbin, we find. We find it Smachos, in Perek Ches, so it says there's a whole discussion there about Rav Akiva's son was Nifter in Rav Akiva's life. And after Spadim, Rav Akiva said about his son, he says, Yodea Nipo Shu Ben Olam Haba. I know my son is Ben Olam Haba, that was his Shevach, his son. Shezika is a rabbin. He was Mazaka the rabbin. That's how he knows he has Olam Haba. And it's basically the Pasuk in Daniel. The Pasuk says in Daniel, read the Gemara Kor, this is one of the Makoros for Olam Haba. It says, Rabbi Mishene Ha'aretz Yakitsu, saying that it's going to be Tchis HaMesim. And it says, about the Echad Tchis HaMesim, the Pasuk says, Ba'amaskilim Yasiru Kizor HaRakia, Skilim will shine like Zor HaRakia. Umatztike harabim ki kochavim olam vad. It says there that the matztike harabim will be ki kochavim olam vad. That the nitzchias of being kochavim is matztike harabim. Right? So that's the Peldik Madrega. It is to be megala mitoch the oilam, mitoch the world with this bechira, people ki'ilu have kayach to do whatever they want, ki'ilu, Hashem's ki'ilu seems not in the picture, ki'ilu to some level that we have bechira. Gufa, they maisa tzedikim to give a makom for skyless of the Kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so that is in it. I'm just have a Freilicha Purim. Happy Advent.